Today we'd like to see the title of the brazen serpent broken in pieces in the 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19. To our non-worthy souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1. In chapter 18, verse 4, He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehu Shitan. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2. In chapter 19, verse 15, Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3 in chapter 19, verse 8, And have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they destroyed them. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, in the 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 41, So these nations feared the Lord, yet served their carved images. Also their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did, even to this day. God already told through Moses not to follow all the abominations of the conquered nations in the promised land, and later judgment through Isaiah. So God was provoked to anger against Israel, removing Israel. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29 up to 32, and Isaiah chapter 69 up to 39, Hezekiah also is found. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Isaiah, as a prophet, delivered the word of God during the reign of Hezekiah too. This chapter is regarded as follows. 18:1-8, the reign of Hezekiah, the good king of Judah. 9:2-12, verses, Israel conquered by Assyria. 13:18, Hezekiah's tribute again, but Assyrian's invasion. 19:37, Assyrian arrogance against God. Chapter 19:1-7, Assyrian defeat. According to Isaiah's prophet, 8:13, Sennacherib's threatening letter, 14:19, Hezekiah's prayer, 20:34, God's answer, 35:37, Assyrian defeat. Note Assyrian's king, Sennacherib, sent Rabsaki, the chief staff, who delivered his oral words in chapter 18, and his letter in chapter 19 to Hezekiah through Hezekiah's servants. Chapter 18, verses 1-8. The reign of Hezekiah, the good king of Judah. Hezekiah became the 12th king of Judah during 716 up to 687 before Christ, from Ahaziah, he's the father of the 11th king. Now it came to pass in the 30th year of Hoshea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, and the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. Verse 4, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it, called it Netushetan. Like even another good kings to do what was right in the sight of the Lord, such as Josaphat, the fourth king of Judah, Hezekiah removed the high places of idol worships. After many complaining, Israelites against God and Moses were beaten by fiery serpents and death. For some surviving people or branch of serpents was made by Moses, according to God's commandments, as whoever looked at it on a pole was healed. The branch serpent was a reminder of the forgiving God, but had become the object of worship with burning incense to it. God prohibited any others to worship except God alone in the second of the Ten Commandments. That is, any others to love more than or equal to God, for example, crosses, statues, pictures, portraits, and so on. Also, it is equally applied to provision by product or creature, rather than God, who is the provider, author, or creator. So Hezekiah was an outstanding good king among all kings of the northern Judah or even southern Israel. So cross-reference right there. Verse 6, for he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandment, which the Lord had commanded Moses. As God's word to seek God, to Asa, the third king of Judah, to meditate God's law day and night and observe to do it, to Joshua, or to observe or to do the words of the Lord to Israelite through Moses. Hezekiah claimed to God, following God and keeping his commandments. So he was prosperous, always spiritually, or even usually physically during his life. That's just a cross-reference right here. Verse 7, the Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. He subdued the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watch over to fortify the city. Verse 7, Hezekiah did not serve the king of Assyria, Caesar the annual tributes. Verse 9 to 12. Now it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hosea the son of Eli, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years, they took it. In 6th year of Hezekiah, that is the 9th year of Hosea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. Then the king of Assyria carried Israel away captive to Assyria and put them in Hala and by the Heber, the river of Gozan, in the cities of the Medes. After Assyria conquered the northern Israel in 722, at the 9th king Hosea of Israel, Assyria resettled between Israelites and foreigners to keep peace. 2 Kings 17:24 also mentioned that. 13 up to 18. And in the 14th year, king of Hezekiah, verse 12, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all the Moses, the servant of the Lord had commanded, and they would neither hear nor to them. That's why Israel totally defeated. 13, and in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the 40 cities of Judah and took them. Then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. So Hezekiah gave them all the silver that was found in the house of the law, in the treasuries of the king of the house. At that time, Hezekiah stripped the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord. And from the palace which Hezekiah, king of Judah, and overlaid and gave it to the king of Assyria. Hezekiah tribute again, but Assyrian invasion. To keep Assyria from attacking, Ahaziah, the 11th king, gave a tribute annually, but Hezekiah seized the tributes in verse 7. Assyria attacked and took a fortified cities of Judah. Hezekiah gave tribute again, but Assyria invaded again. Then the king of Assyria sent the Tartan, the Lapsaris, and the Lapsaki from Lachish with a great army against Jerusalem to King Hezekiah. And they went up, came to Jerusalem. When they had come up, they went and stood by the aqueduct from Upper Pool, which was on the highway to the Fuller's Fields. Assyrian king Sennacherib sent Tartan, Lapsaris, and Lapsaki, like the chief command, chief eunuch, and the chief staff to Hezekiah, for dismaying Judah to surrender. They went up the upper pool from which flow into Jerusalem to Gion Spring, toward the pool of Siloam, the tunnel made later by Hezekiah, the 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 4 to 8. 1937, then the Lapsaki said to them, say now to Hezekiah, the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence it is in which you trust. 1937, Syrian Arians against God, Lapsake, the chief staff, delivered the oral read of a Syrian king, Sennacherib, whose arrogance came from a Syrian battle achievement due to Assyrian works or wisdom, not any others, or even God. You speak of having plans and powerful will, but they are mere words, and in whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Now look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into the hands and pierce it. So is the Pharaoh king of Egypt to all trust in him. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places, whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before the altar in Jerusalem? Now therefore I urge you, give a pledge to my master king of Israel, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able to your part to put right on them. Twenty-four. How then will you repel one captain of the riders on them? How then will you repel one captain of the least of my master's servant and put your trust in Egypt for chariot and horsemen? Verse 25, have I now come up without the Lord against the place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Sennacherib's blasphemy against God also stated in the book of Isaiah. The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. It was going to be equally repaid by God in next chapter 19. That's a cross reference right here. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, Sheba, and Joah said to Rabshakeah, please speak to your servant in Aramaic, for we understand it, and do not speak us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. But Rabshakeah said to them, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words, not to the man who sit on the wall, who will eat and drink their own waste with you? Then the Rabshakeah stood and called out with a louder voice in Hebrew, and spoke, saying, hear the word of the great king, king of Assyria. Just says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand, nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. For thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me. By your presence come out to me, every one of you eat from his own vine, every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain, new wine, a land of bread, vineyards, a land of olive groves and honey, that you may live and not die. But do not listen to Hezekiah, lest he persuade you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Had any of the gods of the nations at all delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim and Hena and Eva? Indeed, have they delivered Samaria from my hand, who among all the gods of the land have delivered their countries from my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem from my hand. But the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king commandment was to not answer him. Then Elikam, the son of Hilkiah, who was of the household of Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their closed tongue. Told him the words of the Rabsake, actually Shetrarev's, the king's word delivered. Chapter 19, 1 to 7, Assyrian defeat through Isaiah prophecy. And so it was when king defeat to be. When King Hezekiah heard it, then he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was of the household, Shebna the scribe, and the eldest of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, and they said to him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day trouble and rebuke and blasphemy. For the children have done, have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the Rabsake, obviously, whom his master, king of Israel, has sent to reproach living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnants that is left. So the servant of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, O Hezekiah king, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of King of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely, 7. After hearing Rabsake's words on behalf of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, through his servants, Hezekiah immediately went to the house of the Lord for prayer, as we should learn of immediate prayer, not until a trouble or issue becomes serious. His servants were sent to go to Isaiah the prophet, who would listen to God's words. God's words were delivered through Isaiah, Assyrian defeat, through a spirit upon Sennacherib, and a rumor to make him return to his own land and to be assassinated. It's amazing in detail in verses 19, chapter 35, 37, to be fulfilled. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. 8-13. Assyrian king Sennacherib's threatening letter. Sennacherib sent it through Rabsake's chief staff to Hezekiah to dismay him to surrender with so many battle victories over others, even God. Verse 8. Then the Rabsakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnar, for he heard that he had departed from Lachish. And the king heard concerning Tidkar, king Ethiopia. look, he has come out to make war with you. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what kings of Assyria have done to all lands by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nation delivered those whom my fathers have destroyed, Gozan, Haran, and Lebzebe, and people of Aden who were in Telasa? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iba? And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of messengers and read it, and Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwelt between cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands. 15. Hezekiah began to pray about who God is and what God is, acknowledging or recognizing God among cherubim of the spiritual realm against other spiritual realm. Only one true God among all gods on the earth, and the creator of heaven and earth of all creatures. Praise not your assertion of your position to God, but is recognizing who or what God is, and actively following his direction for him, venturing out in faith. Proverbs chapter 5 and 6 right there. Here is asterisk right there. The spiritual realm against other spiritual realm. At the time of God's creation of heavens and earth, there had been the spiritual realm, the spiritual ruling realm, and the physical realm. In the spiritual realm, all creatures of the spirit had been obedient or good angels who had been also given the free will by God, like the latter created Adam in God's image, becoming the servant of God. But one angel, Lucifer, exercised his free will against God to be like God, and about one of the followed him, falling into the other spiritual realm, Lucifer ruling realm. So now the left spiritual realm, called it as the spiritual realm, to avoid confusion against the other falling spiritual realm. Number two, the other spiritual realm and the physical realm. See this book's reference. Verse 18, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone, therefore they destroyed them. Those made by man's hands are not God. So basically here is Assyrian king destroys all, you know, other gods, you know. Assyria destroyed all, you know, the other gods. Those made by man's hands are not gods. Sadly, in other spiritual realm, a man often makes himself as a god or project himself as a god with wood, stone, silver, gold, or thoughts. To become a god or to project a god, a man requires a lot of efforts or works like God, like the Most High. So a man's god is often himself, or the projection of himself by works or efforts from human bottom to the divine top. However, a Christian's life is Christ's life over his life, from the divine top to human bottom. So Christian's life is the other's life upside down. That's a cross reference right there. So totally, you know, opposite way. The other's life is Christian life, and other's life is different, upside down, totally opposite way. All cross-reference right here. 19. Now therefore, Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against the Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. God's answer, God defends this city of Jerusalem. God doesn't need a human defense. He is perfectly capable of doing so. So the angel of the Lord smote Assyrian army, 185,000. God is almighty. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, left you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. Whom have you approached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have reproached the Lord, and said, by the multitude of my chariot, I have come up to the heights of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon. I will cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress trees. I will enter the extremity of its borders to its fruitful forest. Sennacherib's achievements came from his own army's works and effort, over what God had allowed and caused long ago. That is, it was predestined by God's foreknowledge, showing his arrogance and pride to be destroyed by God. 24. I have dug and drunk a strange water, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up all the bricks of defense. Did you not hear long ago how I made it from the ancient time that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you should be for crushing fortified cities into heaps of ruin. Therefore their inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and the green herb, as the grass of housetops, and grain blighted before it is grown. But I know your dwelling place, your going out and your coming in, and your rage against me, because your rage against me and your tumults have come up to my ears. Therefore I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. Verse 28, in the Old Testament time, God equally repaid to Assyria by the same way which Assyria treated captives cruelly to be conquered by Babylon in 586 before Christ. That's a cross-reference right here. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year, such as it grows for itself, and in the second year, what springs from the same. And in 30 years, sow and reap, plant a vineyard and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant and those who escape from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege round against, by the way that he can. By the same shall be he return, and he shall not come into this city, says the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. 35-37. And it came to pass on a certain night, and the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained in Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria. Now it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the temple of Nisroch, his god, that his son Adrammelech, Sarecher, struck him down with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. Assyrian destruction. The angel of the Lord smote the Assyrian army, 185,000. The power of God against Assyrians was shown to peoples. Sennacherib ran away to home, being assassinated, fulfilling God's word through Isaiah's prophecy. In verses, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 19, verse 7, his son Esarhaddon replaced his throne. So we covered all the question, European Union missions, how, you know, Lord leader, we just are following here. So we got open door, September 26th, October 4th, you know, we'll go to AI tool, you know, with the AI tools, so 7 days we cover, you know, 5 countries in Europe. Cavalry and our mission, continue to keep on prayer for them, is about, you know, over 30 or something like that. Deliver over the words of God, you know, that is basically, regardless of online, offline, you know, indoor, outdoor service, the matter of the truth. The words of God is that matter. So here, Philippine ministry continue to keep on prayers, the PTA, you know, the ministry training over there, to Magaris, that's the headquarters in Philippines. Also pray for feeding people from starvation and sickness. This is particular South Sudan. Here, pray for abandoned children in Ukraine. Also God's increase. We are continually pray for them, humble heart, God, praying for the rescue from Afghanistan, Ukraine, you know, many victims of a tyrant Muslim government, you know, Afghanistan, Ukraine's war victims, and the forest, his glory, God's glory. There are also some question about coverage of Anaheim Hills right there, so you may click on QN. A.htm. So everybody